The Penrose will live on the prairie as North Dakota claims its third title. A marvelous moment for Miami as they maul the Mavericks, sending their seniors out in style. And one last shot as three teams fight it out for the final two home playoff spots. Those stories plus much more straight ahead on the NCHC Radio Show.
College hockey fans, the home conference to the last four national champions returns to Xcel Energy Center and the state of hockey this March. Four NCHC teams will compete for a championship at the 2020 NCHC Frozen Faceoff, March 20th and 21st. Don't miss a moment of the action.
Two-game single-session tickets start at just $35. Purchase your NCHC Frozen Faceoff tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
This is the NCHC Radio Show, and I'm Jim Rich.
Well, here we are again, North Dakota fans. Three Penrose Cups in seven seasons. A feat only accomplished by St. Cloud State. Pretty incredible. Still some hockey to be played this season, but 2019-2020 was another incredible run by this team through the NCHC gauntlet to become Penrose Cup champions.
NCHC Commissioner Josh Fenton handing out the hardware to the University of North Dakota Fighting Hawks after they clinched a share of the Penrose Cup. This weekend started with UND taking game one against Western Michigan. The following night, with the cup in the building, they battled into overtime. That's where we pick up the call of Tim Hennessy on the UND radio network.
Pinto with it. Out for Pullman. Near side, Kierstead shoots right on. Blacker save. Rebound. Pinto scores! Pinto scores! And North Dakota has the Penrose Championship. The NCHC title winners with the Pinto overtime goal. 2 minutes into OT. How about that one?
North Dakota clinches a share of their third Penrose Cup championship with Shane Pinto's overtime goal. It's been a wild ride for the UND senior class, and head coach Brad Berry is glad it's finishing on a high note.
You never can write the script, right? But tonight, it was only fitting. These guys have worked so hard, and you know what? We talked about before the game. We've had a lot of great days, but we've had a lot of terrible days here as far as not making the national tournament and losing some games. Those guys kind of dug down and remembered, let's have some more good times.
North Dakota needs just 1 point to claim the cup outright this weekend. For Western Michigan, the double defeat dumps the Broncos right into the midst of the fight for the final home playoff spots. But the Broncos head coach, Andy Murray, isn't looking for any panic button to push.
The only game that's a must win in any sport is when, if you don't win that game, you don't play again. That's the only must win. These are necessary wins. These are wins that we want to have. But our job at the beginning of the season was to get home ice for the playoffs. That's what we wanted. That's still in front of us. We wanted to pursue an NCHC championship. That's in front of us. We want to win a national championship in Detroit and have the building full of Bronco fans. That's still in front of us as well. So we'll play Miami as hard as we can this weekend, and then we'll move on to the games that are played after that.
The Broncos now sit in fourth place, 2 points back of third place Denver, and 2 points up on fifth place St. Cloud State. The Huskies put themselves back into the conversation by pushing their unbeaten streak to 7 on Friday when they dismantled Denver behind a second stanza three-goal flurry kicked off by Kevin Fitzgerald.
High Meyer out in front, they score! Fitzgerald with the tip on the Spencer Meyer shot, and just like that, the Huskies have the lead back.
That's Jim Erickson of Learfield IMG College with the call of that goal. The Huskies roll to a 5-1 win, and Huskies senior forward Jack Paling has enjoyed the growth he's seen in his team down the stretch.
I'm just proud of them. We've grown a lot this year. Started off a little bit rough up and down, but I think that's gave us a chance to grow. So down this last stretch, we've really been improving, and it's exciting to see.
The Huskies tightened the gap between themselves and the Pioneers, but DU righted the ship with an impressive performance in Game 2, led by dynamic defenseman Ian Mitchell.
Häkkinen at the dot, through the slot, Mitchell, shot, score! Ian Mitchell rips the back of the twine, Denver up 3-1.
Mitchell's goal stands up as the game winner, the call courtesy of Jay Stickney on the Pioneers Radio Network. The 3 points jumps Denver into third, and it gives DU 20 wins on the season, the 19th straight time that the Pioneers have finished with at least 20 victories. Denver can not only wrap up home ice this weekend, they can also grab the gold pan back from Colorado College. But the Tigers senior Nick Halloran doesn't plan to give it up without a fight. And he feels CC is playing better hockey right now.
I think we had a lot of confidence Saturday night. We had a couple bad bounces Friday, but I thought we responded well and rebound. And I think that's good for momentum, and I think it's good we're going to carry it into this weekend.
It was an historic weekend for the Redhawks.
Coming over to the left corner, crowd on their feet as the clock winding down. And it will be back-to-back shutouts for Ryan Larkin as he makes 29 saves tonight after 19 saves on Friday night. Back-to-back shutouts on senior weekend for Ryan Larkin.
That's Greg Waddell on the Van Wagner Miami Sports Network describing the sensational weekend for goaltender Ryan Larkin. Back-to-back shutouts earning him NCAA First Star of the Week honors. Miami will be at Western Michigan this weekend, while St. Cloud State takes on in-state rival Minnesota Duluth. I'm Jim Rich, and this has been the NCHC Radio Show.